With Fate and Fireworks at play, although inspired and in awe, we may still be surprised by unexpected love stories. In the media, in the tabloids, in our own backyards. Regardless, many people love a love story more than anything. I guess that's why millions of viewers gathered around their TV sets in the wee hours this morning to watch the royal nuptials of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I know I did. Not only was it glamorous and grandiose, it was also magical, momentous, and mesmerizing. It was a moment to remember, a moment where dreams really do come true. I guess that's why we seem to fall in love with love songs as much as we fall in love with a good love story. This is something American singer Taylor Swift speaks of in her lyrics, Love Story.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on the balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball games. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet. And I was crying on the staircase, begging you please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. So I sneak.
After watching the royal wedding online, I had to sit back. I was in awe by the emotion that I witnessed and the grandiosity and yet the humanness. That's something different about the most recent royal couples. On some level, they're more real. They don't seem so out of reach. And I think many people find that inspiring. Regardless of what we find inspiring, it was a whirlwind romance for the prince and his princess. And the public, at least those who chose to watch, were privy to many of the events in their lives in the media. The two apparently met through a mutual friend who they decided shall not be named. When the media ask about this matchmaker, mum's the word. It's kind of like Voldemort. He who shall not be mentioned, or the name that shall not be spoken. Voldemort. Voldemort set them up. After a year and a half, they were engaged with Harry on one knee and apparently a chicken roasting in the oven. And perhaps Pachelbel Cannon in D was playing in the background. That was a mere 6 months ago, and this morning they were married, with bells on and apparently army regalia. While Markle had already experienced fame and fortune with her television series Suits, it still pales in comparison to life as a princess. Perhaps that is what inspires the massive worldwide fanfare that has ensued from their romance and our witnessing of their romance.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? Open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
Wedding party and the guests stood to sing God Save the Queen, I couldn't help but watch Markle sing the words to this infamous song that I imagined she had sung so many times before, perhaps in school assemblies or, who knows, maybe at national events. Regardless, everybody knows that song. At one point, as she sang, I watched her and she was smiling, and it made me wonder, was she thinking back to the times she'd previously sang this song? Lyrics that had since become a sentiment intended now for her husband's grandmother. Well, to borrow the words of Canadian singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette, isn't it ironic? Or we can look to OMC for their hit single, How Bizarre.
In the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. us from behind. Loud voice, ball moon, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge roads are comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, a Zella Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Village speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby, ooh, baby. It's making me crazy. It's making me crazy. Every time I look around. Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around. It's in my face.
Green mouse stiffs up, says the elephant sit down. People jump and jive and the clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, far and wide. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumps into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. It's making me crazy. Every time I look around,
every time I look around,
every time I look around, every time I look around, it's in my face.
Making me crazy.
Every time I look around,
around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around. It's in my face.
Meanwhile, as I retreat back into my world of unroyals, I am reminded that most people meet their better half in their day-to-day. While it's hard to know when or where love will unfold and how long it will last, a lot of people rely on fate to meet someone as per the sentiment, if it's meant to be. Regardless, we still like to watch a good love story. Whether we seek love for reasons of fame or fortune or fantasies to parallel images we've seen on TV series or royal assignments, we all seek it. And so, rather than wait in the wings, we watch from the sidelines. For we have to admit, it is intriguing to watch the royal affair and paparazzi cameras, horse-drawn carriages, and castles fit for a queen. As for that long walk down the aisle and that infamous 15 minutes of fame, we are in awe. As for the horse and carriage, well, that's just icing on the cake. While our 15 minutes of fame may look differently in memory or in planning, we still dream, and hopefully we may all get to experience a little bit of the sentiments of Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. in their 1976 hit single, You Don't Have to Be a Star.
Come
how did Meghan and Harry meet, and why did they meet? Was it a matter of fate? Was it destiny? What about serendipity? Was it karma? Or, who knows, perhaps it was all just a matter of happenstance.
When you know that you know who you love, you can't deny it, or go back, or give up, or pretend that you don't buy it. When it's clear this time you've found the one, you never let him go, 'cause you know, and you know, that you know. When you feel in your skin, in your bones, and the hollow of your heart, there's no way you can wait till tomorrow. When there isn't any doubt about it, once you come this close, 'cause you know, and you
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. This has been Annie Roach, and I've been featuring music with the theme of royalty, the royals, princesses, and possibilities in life. As noted earlier, the royal wedding that took place early this morning at 5:30 a.m. our time can be found on YouTube. There are different versions. There is the version put out by Time, which I think is the official royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And then there is another version that was put out by Global, and it's called The Marriage of Harry and Meghan. And that has a lot of sort of street scenes of people dressed up and just sort of your common Joe out there wanting to catch a piece of the wedding or the wedding party. And it's quite something. It's kind of inspiring. You know, it's just a whole different world, right? Anyhow, this brings us to the end of tonight's show. So stay tuned for the Jambalaya Show coming up next with Emily. And now I leave you with one final tune. It's called Dreams Come True with Pasha Bell's canon in D and lyrics which any princess would long to have played on her wedding day. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
for tuning in to another edition of The Art's Edge. You've been listening to Week 2, The Valentine Show, and Falling in Love with Love Songs. Stay tuned to Girls So Groovy coming up next. And now I leave you with one final tune. This is the incredible rendition of the Sky Boat Song. This is a single that was released in 2004 for the sensational television series Outlander. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend and happy Valentine's Day.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Mull was a stem, rum on the port, eck on the starboard bow. Glory of youth glowed in his soul. Where is that glory now? Sing me a song of the lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed. She sailed on a day over the sea to sky.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.